The next patient is Leonard Lakes. The last name is L-A-K-E-S. First name is Leonard. The main concern is the presence of hypertension. The patient couldn't take clortalidone because he was weak, he was tired, and he didn't feel right. He decided to stop the medication. He's only taking diltiazem 180 milligrams twice a day. The patient has maintained a heart rate that is in the mid-60s, but he has a blood pressure that is out of control. Today's reading is 149 over 104. Period. In reviewing the chart, I don't see aldosterone renin ratio. We are going to order one. This could be an hypertension driven by aldosterone. We are going to prescribe a spironolactone, 25 milligrams POBID, and we're going to restart the patient, this time in a triamteline with hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5 and 5, one tablet a day. The patient will continue with the diltiazem. The spironolactone will be started after the collection of the aldosterone renin ratio, period. It seems to me that we are dealing with resistant hypertension. The ideal will be a calcium channel blocker and in combination with an ARB. We will wait to see the results of the adjustments done today, period. Number two, CKD2, that remains stable. The patient has an estimated GFR above 60 mL per minute. Following number, hyperuricemia that is going to be reevaluated. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is improving. He has a following number history of sarcoidosis that is in remission at this point. There is no evidence of renal artery stenosis, and we are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. The patient is advised to decrease the sodium intake, the fluid intake, and stay away from industrial production of food. A plant-based diet will be an idea. A paragraph, we invested 10 minutes in evaluating the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.